Good morning, I'm Doug Tribou. President Trump's proposed budget would eliminate the federal funding for a group that works to preserve Michigan's automotive history. The Motor City's National Heritage Area covers 16 counties and includes museums, parks, and entertainment venues like the Henry Ford Museum, the Michigan International Speedway, and the Michigan Theater in Jackson. There are 49 National Heritage Areas that are designated by Congress and partner with the National Park Service. That federal funding makes up 97% of the budget for the Motor City's program. In 2015, that totaled more than $500,000. Sean Palmaville Size is the executive director of the Motor City's Heritage Area, and she joins me now. Welcome to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.
Thank you very kindly.
First, tell us a bit more about the Motor City's National Heritage Area. What is it, and what is its purpose?
So our purpose is to link that whole area. It might be a Find Your Road Trip guide, which takes people through that whole area, and they can get a passport stamp if you're familiar with the National Parks Passport Stamp Program. And that's a part of heritage tourism, and that's where we have an enormous economic impact. We did a study in 2013, it was a third-party independent study, and it concluded that Motor City's National Heritage Area generates over $410 million in economic impact and supports more than 4,500 jobs through heritage tourism.
What are some of the other places? We mentioned the Henry Ford and Michigan International Speedway. What are some of the other places that you support?
Well, around Lansing, we have the Ari Olds Museum and the Detroit Historical Museum here in Detroit. Gilmore Carr Museum is far west as Kalamazoo. All over the area of southeast, central, western Michigan, Gilmore Carr Museum is out in Hickory Corners. We consider it the western entrance to the heritage area.
Keith Crane is the chairman of the Crane Communications Board and the editor-in-chief of Crane's Detroit Business. He also sits on the board of trustees for the Gilmore Museum and the Automotive Hall of Fame, which are both part of the heritage area. In an editorial published on Sunday, Crane wrote about the National Heritage Area, and he said, quote, "It's time to realize that the national debt is more important. We'll have to hitch up our pants and raise these funds on our own without government help. We have to kick the narcotic habit of federal money." How do you respond to that?
Well, the first thing I would say to that is federal money is the taxpayers' money. We have, so to speak, raised those funds. So the question then becomes, what's the role of the taxpayers in preserving our culture? In our case, for example, we're telling a regional story. We're telling something that's really critical to our history. And, you know, the type of tourism that this creates is an economic multiplier of the taxpayers' investment.
Sean, automotive history is intertwined with Michigan's history, and I think most people would agree in general that preserving history is important. But I also think that there might be a case to be made that automotive history is pretty well preserved in the U.S. consciousness. There are a lot of films and books and museums that maybe don't rely on a heritage area. How would you make your case for continuing the federal dollars to support your mission?
Well, I think it's unique to Michigan. It's a story that can't be told anywhere else, Doug. And so it's about how we transformed manufacturing worldwide here. I think it's important for the national parks to be telling that story because part of what they do is preserve our culture. And what we do in turn is make a huge difference in public awareness by partnering together all of these organizations to present the full story and make it accessible to a worldwide audience and something that's not sitting idly by in a collection.
Sean, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Doug. It was great to talk to you.
Sean Palmaville Size is the executive director of the Motor City's National Heritage Area, and you're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.